Today, we are meeting an activist who's active in feminism throughout her life. She spent a lot of her time fighting for women's rights, peace, civil rights, and many more. Sylvia Harrell has been a mother and an activist and recently discovered a new chapter in her life. Today, we will discuss feminism and her impact with it.
Support system.
So, this is the second question. Could you share 6 words to describe yourself, like ethnicity, culture, education, family relationships, interests, work, and stuff like that?
Well, I thought since the topic of this is feminist, I better start with feminism. I better start with feminist and ethical humanist and nurse, activist, gardener, environmentalist. Is that enough?
Yeah.
Grandmother.
Where did you go to school? Did you go to college?
Well, I went through a 3-year nursing diploma school. And then I went to Eastern now University and got my bachelor's in science. And then I went to Yale and got my master's in nursing.
Your identity would be like described as a feminist. So, like, what would you define feminism as?
Well, I looked it up in the dictionary because I a movement to win political, economic, and social equality for women. But I think it's more than that. It's also an individual thing, because there's so much sexism in the world and so much patriarchy, that women and men need to work for equality for women. And so when and if we finally eliminate patriarchy and sexism, I mean, there won't be a need for feminism anymore, that we just be human beings that have equal opportunities and respect and equality, but that's not the case now. So
when were you actually like introduced to feminism? So like when did you actually get like interested in like these causes for feminism and other social justice?
A boyfriend introduced me. It's Jerry Portman. This is after I got divorced, and I was the first guy I dated. Jerry Portman, and he couldn't believe how dismally unfeminist I was. And he had just broken up with somebody who was an ultra-feminist, and she had introduced him to feminism, and he was a convert, and he was a pretty cool guy. Some guys say they're feminists, but it's really like, I think, a strategy or opportunistic to try to find a woman who will appreciate a feminist man, and so that would be able to... I remember I was very active in the church then, but I got very enchanted with religion because everything was male pronouns. I couldn't stand that. I couldn't stand sitting in church and listening to he, him, referring to the deities and everything. And so at that point, I didn't really lose my religion, but I left the institutional church because to me it was too racist and too sexist, and I couldn't put up with it. I couldn't stand all the masculine pronouns all the time. And I got very... very radical. There were a lot of feminists at Eagleville, and we were challenging the men all the time because they were just so incredibly sexist. And so it was a battle, and a lot of them would get angry with us, but the leadership there was very supportive of eliminating sexism and racism, so we had our backs.
So what are key turning points in your life that influenced your identity as a feminist, understanding it?
I think I just
kind of moved into that question. Yeah, because you like want to. What people, like anyone that you met, like encountered, or just like saw on TV, like influenced you as a feminist?
Gloria Steinem, big time, in Ms. Magazine. You know Gloria Steinem? That's somebody you should know about. You Google her.
I feel like I might have heard the name Steinem, but I have no idea about.
She's still in the news. She's probably in her 80s now, and mind is sharp, and she is an activist on many fronts, but especially on feminism. And she was the founder of a magazine called Ms. Magazine. I don't know what year that started, but I had the first issue.
What, 71, 72?
But I read that religiously and followed anything that she had to say. And a lot of the people I worked with at Eagleville, I worked there for 5-6 years, learned a lot from them. I can't think of the names of the folks now, but women that were a little older than me and had started becoming activists for feminism before I did. So they were my guides and mentors.
So what year was this around, like?
In the 70s.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I remember we had a Bitches Beautiful Manifesto, reclaiming words that were used in a derogatory way about women. And and another one we liked was the I Want a Wife. When you think of all the things a wife does for a husband. And so if a woman was single or in a lesbian relationship, it's like turn it around and all the things that a wife would do. Make your doctor's appointment, take the kids to school, and the husband goes to work. And so now the woman's working, and so now she's doing everything, like your mom, you know, all the things that the husband usually would do, and the wife too. So there was this really great essay called I Want a Wife.
It's like feminism still, like, continue to affect your identity, like, especially because, like, you started out, like, not understanding feminism until, like, someone introduced you. Like, how did that make you, like, how has that made you who you are today?
Well, I still can get really angry about it, although I'm not as angry as I was, because if you want society to change and men to be less sexist, if you just attack them and are angry and accusing, usually what happens is they just get defensive and turn you off and are not going to change. So it's with any kind of attitudes that you try to change, you try to find a different strategy. So I'm still angry, and when men act...
Question I have on here, but, like, this is not, like, meant to be rude or anything, but do you believe that female can also be feminine? I mean, like, can also be, like, sexist, like, towards feminism?
Well, there's the thing called... you absorb it. And it's like when I told you when I was in high school, trying to act like I was dumb, you know, internalized oppression. There's a lot of women, and, you know, who have internalized the oppression. A lot of black people have internalized their oppression. And so, yeah, it's real common. And I've heard women defending men, like my sister-in-law yesterday, you know, my brother's saying all this stuff, and she said, oh, I agree with you, Bill, whatever you say. God, I just throw up. So, yes, definitely.
The whole issue of calling yourself Ms. versus Miss or Mrs.
Or, oh, yeah, I was calling us girls.
Oh, right.
We're women. Well, not ladies either, right. Women. And, you know, now it's upsetting. A lot of young women say, don't call me a feminist. Right. I'm not a feminist. I don't want to be a feminist. As if feminism means you can't be attractive. Mm-hmm. Like this big rush to wear high heels now. Like, your legs look better. But I think a lot of young people, one of your questions about what would you say to a teen, have heard some of the negative stuff, like bra burners, man haters, unattractive, like all, if you're a feminist, all, that means all that stuff. And that's so untrue. That's just lies and distortions and exaggerations and plain out lies that people have who are, especially men, and some, maybe some women like your mother, who want to continue, you know, patriarchy like it is. So then they have to fight back and diminish you and insult you and try to undermine the whole thing. So you have 30s. Okay, so here's the issue. The old way was women stayed home, had the kids, took care of the house, did the washing, cleaning, and laundry. And the man, the husband, went out to go to work. Now, most families cannot make ends meet with one person working. And if it's a single mom, often they need two jobs to make ends meet, especially if there's kids to raise. And yet we read, you know, this thing called Lean In that this one businesswoman wrote. Like, we're supposed to be able to do everything. If you're a really a competent woman who can manage your time right, you can work full time and you can have a family and take care of your kids and have hobbies and have a relationship. You can do it all. Well, there's a lot of women having nervous breakdowns now over that. And, you know, in any marriage, especially if both people are working, there's no reason for the man to expect his wife to work full time and then come home and do all the housework and the shopping and take care of the kids. I mean, there's too many men still are very comfortable with that. And so there's got to be a lot of movement in that area. Mother was, she worked full time. She was a teacher. My dad worked. He came home and sat on the sofa and watched television. And she cooked and cleaned and washed and ironed. But she also felt there should be division of labor. I was to iron and wash and clean. My brother was to do the lawn and the trash. She felt very much that there should be men's work and women's work. So my kids, I would give my boys embroidery kits for Christmas, and I'd give my daughter a tool pouch and hammers and screwdrivers. And so my boys can both cook, they both clean, they both shop. My daughter can fix things better than her husband can.
I still can't cook. So for the end of this video, for like, well, I don't know if I'm gonna end up playing this for anyone, but like the podcast, except for like school. But like, what would you want like people to say about feminism? Like, what would you want people to believe about it? Like a true identity of it.
Feminism is alive and well, and it will be until we get rid of sexism and patriarchy, if ever, and more young women need to appreciate it and appreciate all that we went through to make the changes that we did make, because it was hard work back then, and so they are reaping the benefits of it, and for them to turn their backs on it and without understanding it is a big shame, because there's still a lot of work to do, and we need men and women to be aware and concerned and working to change it.
Today, I learned how feminism, but not just the practice, but the fight for women's rights has impacted her life. It is shown through all the people she has acted with and will act with in the future. Finally, we have learned the impact of feminism on her life.